tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, welcome, 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 everybody. And I'd like to start by telling you and sharing you with you all my huge news. So I'd like to officially welcome the listeners of W Rock Radio to Psychic View. So just a little bit about myself. I've been professionally licensed as a psychic here in Vegas since 2002. But what I really do is I'm a life intuitive. So I use tarot for focus, and I have people that call into this broadcast, and they ask me a specific question. And then I focus my intuition, and I answer that specific question. So if you're new to the program, you'll dial 347-850-1494 on Sundays between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. I am going to be doing a bonus broadcast of Psychic View on Monday, Halloween, Psychic Powers Day. I will be doing a bonus show, because those of you that are just tuned in right now to the program are going, oh my gosh, I want to call Mona. So you can call Mona if you actually are listening to this program on Halloween, Psychic Powers Day, by dialing 347-850-1494. So I'm doing a bonus program on Halloween at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, so my new listeners can have an idea of what it's like to have a question answered by me. So the program is about answering a specific question, and it's incredibly fast-paced. I usually spend about 3 to 4 minutes with each caller, and then I move on to the next call. And it's just been amazing. I've been doing the program since 2003 and been on a lot of various radio stations. But my big news is being invited by W Rock Radio to have this broadcast on W Rock Radio. So that's my first huge announcement. My second huge announcement is for those of you who have been listening to the program, gosh, since 2003, I occasionally will give people an assignment or a ritual to do. And this ritual is all about putting you back into focus and power, right? So I developed what's called the 9-day energy reset. So 9-day energy reset is what you would look up on Amazon.com to download this guide, which is the rituals that I keep repeating to y'all on my broadcast. Well, it's now a guide. And the wonderful thing about this guide is that you spend 9 days doing a specific ritual that allows you to receive what you know in your heart you can have, right? The problem with a lot of these wonderful inspirational writers is they spark your soul to do something different, to recognize something different. But what do you do with that information? Well, this guide lets you actually live in the energy of what you've just been inspired by. So if you go to 9dayer.com, I've basically just done this. I want to tell you my personal story, because I wouldn't share something with you if it didn't work. So the first 9 days that I did the 9-day energy reset, I was invited by the owner of W Rock Radio to have this program on W Rock Radio. That happened day 5 of the first 9-day energy reset that I did. The second 9-day energy reset I did, which I did on the heels of the first one, because the first one worked so well, is I ended up getting a lot of business from conventions. So it allowed me to actually increase my business in that week, gosh, by 100% in that 1 week. So that's what happened the second 9-day ritual I did. The third 9-day ritual I did, I actually published this guide because I figured that, wow, timing is everything. So the last 9 days, I've had a lot of amazingly helpful people step up to make this happen. So the 9-day energy reset, so 9dayer.com is where you purchase the guide. The guide costs, I know, it's going to be huge, $3.96. There's a reason why I set it that price. That is the cost of a latte at Starbucks, $3.96. So you could have a latte and give yourself a little energy for an hour, or you could spend $3.96 and change your life, because I know it works, because I've developed it, and I'm sharing it with you at a really economical price so that you can see it too. So those are my two pieces of huge news. And for those of you who have been amazingly loyal listeners for me, with me, and on this journey for the last 13 years since I've had this radio broadcast, I just want to say thank you for being loyal and tuning in and being fabulous. So enough said, going right to the calls. And for those of you who have just tuned in on W Rock Radio on Halloween, you can call in as well at 347-850-1494. This broadcast has been recorded on Sunday, October 30th. It will debut on W Rock Radio on Halloween. But I'm doing a special broadcast on Halloween at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So for those of you who have just tuned in and you want a question answered, 347-850-1494. So I'm going to go right to the callers in the order that you've called in, and I'm going to area code 256 first. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. Hello, Mona. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question for me today?
Well, my question starts off with some great advice from you. You told me to look into nursing instead of physician assistant, and I found an advanced nurse practitioner program in the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and I was called for an interview, and now I'm just waiting to hear. Now, I'm going to move. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm
going to have to move to Birmingham, Alabama from Georgia, and there I can't work for a year. So I just want to know from Spirit, how is that going to work out for me since, you know, I have a son and et cetera?
Well, according to this, the cards start with, and by the way, folks, for those of you that are new to the program, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And so it's a slightly different tarot deck that brings each card or each conclusion to the point of awareness where you have power, which is my whole philosophy of how I coach people intuitively. So, Kimberly, what your cards are saying here is from a place of pain and confusion comes a new beginning. So I'm seeing that there's the support here you need to move forward to have what you want. So whether you get this program or not, because you're waiting on word if you're accepted, it's saying that there is still something that happens before the end of the year that puts you in a firm position to move forward. Because what I'm seeing here is that now that you've defined what it is you really want, it's being drawn to you.
Okay.
So if I were to tell you, what does Spirit need to know about you becoming a nurse practitioner, what it's saying is that what you need will be drawn to you. And I would really recommend that you spend $3.96 and download 9-Day Energy Reset on Kindle. It's on Amazon.com. All right?
Okay.
And do that for 9 days. By the way, the best day to start that is either the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month.
Okay.
Okay? So if you download it today, you can get the supplies you need. It's not very expensive to get the supplies you need. It'll probably cost you less than $5, maybe $10, depending on how pricey you want to go with it. But you don't have to go that pricey. And then you do this 9-day energy reset, and you are incredibly disciplined to it, and something will shift. I promise, because it did it for me. All right?
Okay.
But, Kimberly, thank you so much for being so loyal to my program.
And thank you so much as well.
All right. Okay, see you later.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Well, let me get on there. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pat. Can you hear me?
Hi, Pat. What's your question?
Hi. I moved, and for a while I was paying two rents because I broke my lease. The day I found out I got my new apartment, I lost my job. I have been trying to get more work, house cleaning, dog sitting, CNA work, anything, and nothing is manifesting. Do you see something coming soon?
Okay, so I think the 9-day energy resets the perfect timing for you.
I don't have Kindle.
You can download it on your phone.
Okay.
You can get Kindle. Seriously, if you go on Amazon.com on your phone and pull up 9-day energy reset, it'll ask you, don't have Kindle, download the program. And then you download the program and you invest $3.96 and you do this ritual. Because what I'm seeing here is the biggest reason that this happened is, first of all, you weren't supposed to be at that job anymore. You were working your butt off there and not getting credit for all the great stuff you were doing. So in a weird way, this is a blessing, even though the timing kind of sucks. All right?
Okay.
So what it's saying is that there are people out there right now, people that you already know, that could invite you to have a job. You need to just reach out to them. Now, this could be past employers. This could be friends that you know that work at other jobs. But it's saying here, instead of kind of sitting back and going, oh, woe to me, why did this happen to me? I want you instead to be a little excited that you don't have to go back to that other job, because frankly, it was not worthy of you.
Okay, I've been very proactive. I'm putting out flyers and talking to people and all that.
I don't see an issue with that. That you're doing, that's all right. One of the biggest issues when people are stuck, or they've had a life-changing event, like you just have. You know, there you were balancing two rents. You moved closer to where you needed to be in order to have more effective work, and then the rug got pulled out from under you. I get that. But what it's saying is that you were supposed to be shaken up, because you do your best stuff when you're stressed.
Boy, have I been shaken up.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that the biggest thing that you need to adopt is the sense of being receptive and magnetic and not necessarily dynamic. The dynamic part is automatic for you. I'm just asking you to get a little bit more receptive, because there is a job here for you. So tomorrow, Monday, which also happens to be Psychic Powers Day, all right, I want you to get dressed up, look fabulous, and go to the closest temporary staffing service to you. Walk in, resume, fill out all the information, tell them that you are available for work right now, even if it is something that is way below your skill level. When you actually start working again, which is going to be quick according to these cards, all right, it doesn't matter what it is initially, because you will find something that's better within 10 days after you start whatever it is that's going to earn you any kind of money. So I don't care if it's a temporary job where you're acting as a receptionist for, you know, a law firm or an accounting firm or whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I just want your butt doing something right away, because as soon as you're doing something again, what happens is that you create the energy that you're willing to accept the next better thing for you. We have to accept that last job really wasn't worthy of you.
I'm actually still doing one day a week, and it's saving me as far as money.
Well, that's fine. You can still do the one day a week. You just tell the temporary staffing service that you have another temporary assignment that's on Wednesdays every week or whatever day it is. Okay?
Right.
You just tell them that. But you tell them that you're going to be dressed every morning by 7 a.m., and you can be a last-minute placement that day.
Okay.
Because I want to tell you, in the real-world background that I had, I used to sell staffing services, which is why I'm a huge promoter of them on my radio program.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the people that will call in every morning at 7 and say, I'm dressed and I'm ready, and if you
mm-hmm.
need a last-minute placement, I'm ready to go to a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those would be the first people that the inside coordinators would call
mm-hmm.
because they knew they weren't a flake. And when
yeah.
you start being charming as being that last-minute replacement and they realize
okay.
how amazing you are, that's probably how you're going to get the next job.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Okay.
You
Mona,
got this. There's a job offer
just,
coming.
Can you just give me a time frame?
You weren't listening.
Okay. Well,
this says that not that within 10 days after 10
days.
You get one of these temporary assignments, you get
okay.
offered a job.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you get
Thanks
a you so. Will have a regular full-time job within 4 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
So the month of November is incredibly powerful for you, but you have to take advantage of every offer that comes to you. You have to
okay.
say yes to every offer that comes to you.
Okay. Great. Thank
and,
you so
and,
much.
And Pat,
yeah.
last
yeah.
thing I want to tell you, instead of looking for the reason why something can't happen, I want you to look for the reason that it could happen.
Okay.
All right? In other words, I really want you focusing on what can happen instead of what might not happen.
Okay.
Because okay. part of the issue that goes on with you is that you keep waiting, you constantly keep waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yes, well, it's been that way for
and,
years, and it's
okay,
difficult
but see,
to get
that's
that.
Why you need, that's why you need to do the 9-day energy reset.
Okay.
Really, seriously.
Thank
it's
you.
It's $3.96. I think you can
okay.
afford it. All right,
all right.
Pal. See ya.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
God bless.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye. All right. Hold on a sec, guys. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Mona.
Well, who's this?
Erica.
Oh, hi, Erica. How you doing?
I'm good. I have a very similar story as one of the previous callers, maybe like two or three calls ago.
Yes.
I also interviewed for a position, and the first time around, I didn't obtain an offer because I followed up with her. I was like, okay, so what did I do wrong? And she said that my writing skills needed to improve because the job consists of writing professionally, and I needed
right.
to get better at that. But I interviewed again, and I made sure that part of the interview process I aced. So I was like reviewing different letters, and I think I did pretty good. But I just wanted to know, like, what you see, if you do see an offer this time or not
okay.
for me.
So you have a perfect opportunity tomorrow because it's Halloween, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a perfect opportunity on Halloween to do something. This says you get the job, but I want you to take just a little tiny bit of action to do it, all right? So what,
mm-hmm.
what I'd like you to do is go to – you can drive to the location where you interviewed, right?
The thing is that they came to our school for the interviews, but they are, like, at least 4 hours away.
Okay. Then instead of driving, what I want
mm-hmm.
you to do is send them an edible arrangement of cookies. I'm serious. There's a company out there called Edible Arrangements, all right? And you can send
mm-hmm.
– a vase filled with cookies on a stick. And you can send
okay.
it to HR. And you can send
uh-huh.
it specifically to the person you talk to. And you say on the card, it was awesome to meet you last week. I look forward to the next step in the interview process. Happy Halloween, Erica.
Wow, that's a really good idea. I didn't even write a thank you letter.
This is even better.
I didn't write.
This is even better.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to go, oh, you remember that cute gal Erica we interviewed? You know, the one that, you know, we're on the fence of which one we're going to hire. They're going to, seriously, these cards couldn't be any more positive than what they are right now. Now, I will tell you that this job is just a stepping stone for you, that as soon as you ace what you need to do at this job, you're going to find something better, according to this, by August of next year. But there's something about you staying at this job till August of next year that's important. And what I'm getting is that all you do as soon as we're done with our call is that you go online, you look up edible arrangements, you look up the address of where their corporate wherever the office is, and you send it specifically to the person in HR that you interviewed with. Now that person's going to go to everybody in HR and go, "Look what this candidate from last week sent us."
Paula. And
oh my
Emily.
Gosh, she really wants the job.
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't do a thank you letter.
No. This is better than a thank you letter. Because it's sent by, you've spent, and it's going to probably cost you $50 to do this. But it is so worth it for you to do it. Okay? You send it. The little card says, "I just wanted to say thank you for having the opportunity to meet with you last week. I'm looking forward to the next step in the interview process. Happy Halloween, Erica," and whatever your last name is. And you send it to the specific person in HR. What's going to happen is they're going to immediately pull you up, and they're going to look at you and they're going to go, "Okay, we need to hire this chick."
Uh-oh.
Now,
yeah,
they won't
they
say
are hiring
chick because
about...
They won't say chick because it's not an HR appropriate thing.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Okay, so you do that. And what happens here is that you're going to call me next week, and you're going to give me your good news. But you got to do
I'm
that.
I'm excited because I
you
really do
be.
Want it, and they're hiring 80, so I feel like that's a good number.
So now all you do is do something to stand out, and if you send a cookie arrangement, "Happy Halloween. It was great meeting you." You might want to replay this broadcast to have the exact wording. So in about 15 minutes, then you can replay it. But I got to go. Awesome to talk to you.
Sounds good. Yeah,
all right,
I
see
will.
You later.
Thank you for
the
advice.
All right,
bye.
All right, got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415.
Hey,
who's
Mona.
This?
Hey, it's Jessica. Congratulations on your great news. It's nice
Thank
to hear.
Thank you. It's pretty freaking awesome, actually.
It is awesome.
What's your question for me?
I recently noticed like an abnormal lump on my neck, and I spoke to my naturopath, and I'm taking like mushroom extract. I've been juicing, and I'm doing like jumping on my rebounder, and like I'm taking care of it basically. But I go through back and forth between like freaking out that maybe I should do something more, go see a medical doctor, although my naturopath is a medical doctor too. So I go back and forth between freaking out, thinking that I'm not doing enough, and also then the other side is like not really caring and being like, "It'll be taken care of. I'm good. It's fine. I don't think it's anything."
Okay.
According
to your cards, a second opinion with someone that is actually a traditional medical practitioner would be a good idea.
Okay.
And I'm just, that's the way I want you to approach it, because then it doesn't go against your thought about how we can heal ourselves, because we can. But I want you to have a second medical opinion. See, what I'm getting here, and it's really funny that I'm getting this for you, is that you actually do your best stuff when things are in chaos, because your natural ability to be able to bring calm to chaos or sort things out, I mean, I swear, if you had a part-time job that was sorting other people's crap, it would be so soothing for you, because it's not your crap, it's other people's crap, and you can be really, really discerning about what they should keep and what they shouldn't.
I actually just did that last week for somebody. He randomly asked me to do that.
Okay, but I want to tell you, that, in my opinion, is your gift to the universe. is being able to get to what's most important in life and sort it out and get to that place of just being without the reflection of clutter around you. Because whatever's going on in your head is a direct reflection of what your environment looks like. So if your environment is clean and orderly, then that's exactly what's going on in your head. If your environment is chaos, then that's exactly what's going on in your head. And it's not a bad thing. Some people work really well out of chaos. I mean, you see art studios, and they're not usually all organized where the color is in graduating hues and the brushes are in graduating, you know, sizes. People don't usually organize their art studio that way. It's usually one big frickin' mess. And I'm just telling you, you, your biggest, and I know I'm shifting gears on you with this, because your question was, I have this lump, what do I do about it? And you're already doing what you can do on your end. Well, now I'm asking you to get a second opinion specifically because you just want to make sure that it really is the benign thing that I see it is.
I mean, I think it's a lymph thing that needs to be just like flushed, but
well,
I'm
and,
still,
you know,
yeah, and you're making me a little nervous though. I don't like that's
no.
the thing. I don't want to be nervous about it anymore.
But see, when anyone asks me a question that's medical related,
yeah.
the very first thing I say is get a second opinion because
okay.
you could be exactly right. And I want your energy to be eased as a result of that. But I also want to switch to where you actually really thrive on this planet is bringing order to chaos. And so if you're not doing that as maybe even a part-time thing for people, it's one of the things that calms your head down. It calms your system down. It allows you to be fully engaged in an activity that takes you out of you and into full awareness, which is where we have all our power.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
I was saying to the universe, I said, I really would like another job like this. I was like, this is like easy money, and I really enjoy it.
Right. So you could become the garage queen. And the garage queen could be somebody that not only cleans out somebody's stuff, but you then host a garage sale for them after you do it. And you
right,
could see
okay.
the cool thing about that is you could do the purging stuff on, a Wednesday afternoon, and then you do the garage sale on Saturday. And then whatever's left over, they get to take over to Goodwill or some other charity and get the tax receipt for it. But you could actually do it for a flat fee, say $500.
Right.
So you do.
Yeah, you know,
so
I do the emotional healing with that too. I emotionally help people release their stuff too.
See,
so
there
that
you
was
go.
I was thinking about
so,
that. Yeah.
So this is leading you to something that if you could make an extra $500 a week by purging someone's house, and it could be more than that depending on the size of the house, because you could do it by square footage. But I'm just telling you that. That part of what's going on here with you is that you do need to come up with something that aligns with your whole purpose in this lifetime that generates money for you.
I know. That has been on my mind hardcore for months. Yeah, but
So here's the thing. Maybe all of this has come up to a awareness factor for you so you can specifically not only take care of yourself, but also create something out of it, the benefit out of it, that could work for you. You might want to try my 9-day energy reset. Swear, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It really works.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
$3.96.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, nice price. Thank you very much.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, take care.
All right,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Victoria.
Did you say Victoria?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Victoria. What's your question?
Well, I spoke with you about regarding my love life. And,
well, welcome back.
You know, thank you. And things have been, you know, slowly progressing in the right direction. I took your advice as far as you know, taking an interest in Jeff's job and just kind of like moving at that slow pace and whatnot, and things have been, you know, slowly going in the right direction.
Right.
But I do remember that one of the things you said was that the next 2 months are going to be very important as far as us getting closer and whatnot. And I remember you said that I should really go and visit him out in California.
Yes.
But I've been kind of getting worried about that because I don't think I'm going to be able to go within the next 2 months. So
is it financially that you can't go, or you can't get away from work?
Well, it's hard with work.
Okay, well, that's fine.
It's hard for just to go for like a weekend, and you know, I work in a school, so I don't really can't really just take off
that's fine.
Like a week. So I've really been wondering if he's going to come home for the holidays.
Okay, I want to go back to him for a minute.
Okay.
What I'm trying to tell you, and I think I tried to tell you this before because I think I remember your call, is that this man is not interested in anybody but you romantically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
but he told you that.
No, you I remember you told me that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because what this says is that as long as you relax into the process that this is going in the right direction, then that's exactly what happens. I think he will work it out that he comes home for the holidays, which means that you guys get to really, truly physically reconnect, which I think is
mm-hmm.
awesome for you. But as long as you keep checking in with him like he's your best friend, like you're really interested in what's going on with him, that's the foundation that really makes this relationship work, because it is the intellectual connection and the emotional connection he needs from you right now, not the physical connection. He needs to know, and you need to relax into the fact, that there is somebody else out there that you're connected with. And as soon as you can really do that, everything starts to shift here. But to specifically answer your question, I actually think he will be back where you are for the holidays. And I think he's planning that as a surprise.
Okay.
So
all right, that's
you don't
really
bring
great
it up.
Hear.
Yeah,
because
you don't bring it up.
Initially, I don't
say,
think he was really sure.
No. We don't bring it up. We just say,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might say, well, you know, I was trying to work out something where I could surprise you to visit before the end of the year, but I just can't do it timing-wise. And, you know, and it's okay. And then you say, because maybe you'll be able to work it out to be here for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it doesn't matter what he says. I just want you to put that little thought in his head.
Okay.
Just say, you know, I have to tell you, I miss you. I'd love to go to a nice dinner, go to the movies with you, just kind of like we used to do. But I can't swing it right now. And so what I'm secretly hoping is that you can work it out, that you can come and visit for the holidays.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and
because,
you know, I have actually – go ahead, sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. I only have a short amount of time with you, so when I get this immediate thing, I always want to tell
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
There is. I have to reiterate, there is no other romantic interest for this man.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to relax mm-hmm. into it like he is the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going into the worry and doing it the hard way, which you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think I've definitely more recently become more relaxed and more trusting that there is no one else. But, you know, still it could improve. But I think
okay.
I have been more relaxed with him, and I think that's why
okay.
I've been more open. But
yes.
at the same time, I know that, you know, and I've been trying to be, like, super patient. But
okay.
like, at the same time, you know, I really want things to move
okay.
forward and be
now,
close
wait, wait.
To him. Like,
tell me again how long you two have been dating.
So I met him last August. So it's been
okay.
over a year
yeah.
now that I've known
okay.
him.
And then how long has he been in California?
Since January.
Okay. So here's the thing. It is really, and I think I talked about this with you before, it's really important that he proves himself this first year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the perfect energy. Are you ready? Here's
mm-hmm.
the perfect energy for you. I want you to pretend the two of you are already married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm serious. I want you to pretend, because spiritually you already are, so I want you to pretend you're already married and treat him like he's on a long work assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And you just take on that vibration.
Okay.
In other words, you relax into the idea that the two of you are supposed to be together. You're not physically with each other right now, but I want you to pretend in your mind you're already married. Because a very, very amazing, understanding spouse would understand if their partner needed to do something to motivate their career, to fulfill themselves, to move forward, that
right.
would be the right understanding spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense.
So you relax into that energy, and the more you relax into it, the more receptive and the more interested he becomes in you, which is
mm-hmm.
exactly what you want.
Okay. All right.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See
all right.
Later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm back. I've got somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. Thank you for taking my call. It's
certainly.
Rose.
What's your first name?
Rose.
Oh, hi, Rose. What's your question?
So I just began dating someone that I've known for maybe over 5 months. And timing-wise, it feels like he's going through changes and I'm really, really busy. This past few weeks I've been pretty busy and it just seems like the timing's off, and I'm also wondering about the energy, I guess.
Well, okay, according to this, this is not a bad man. And the two of you together could be a pretty powerful couple. But I agree with you on the idea of the timing. Because,
okay.
and it starts by you going into being best friend mode with him. Because what I like about the relationship is that when you are together, it feels like quality time, not necessarily quantity time. It feels like the two of you really connect when you're together and that you can really talk to each other. That is the energy that I want you to continue to perpetuate, to support, to encourage, all right? That's what I want. That's the energy I want you to relax into. In the meantime, I still want you to do whatever you need to do that makes you happy. That doesn't necessarily involve playing footsies with anybody else. But what it means is that you still keep yourself actively engaged in things that give you joy. All right? And I don't really care what it is of the things that give you joy. But it is things that are specifically meant for you. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm getting is that the more full your life is, the happier you are, and the more this relationship moves forward because you don't collapse your identity into this man. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because see, sometimes people say they want to have someone special in their life because then they dedicate their life to that person. Well, that's not really the secret of it. I want you instead to think of a relationship like a train track. That a train track has two strong rails, and they're held together by the ties that bind the rails. But the ties do two things. They keep the rails in place, but they also keep a distance between the two rails. Because if there wasn't a distance between the two rails, the train couldn't go.
Yeah.
Right? And when you look at it like that, that it's two people strong in a relationship, both going in the same direction with the ties that are the experiences from the past and what they have to look forward to together moving forward, then the train always goes. So I want to tell you just a little bit of an insight with him is that he's clearing up some past baggage. You need to let him clear up the past baggage. And you still need to be yourself in the process, but I don't want you sacrificing anything about yourself to serve him, because right now he's not in a place to do that with you.
Yeah.
And you just need to be, you need to be the relationship, you need to be half of the relationship that you want to be. But I don't want you to look at this like your life totally changes when you're with him. Your life is enhanced because you're with him. And as a matter of fact, the right relationship makes you feel more liberated in it than you do outside of it. The right relationship makes you feel most like you in it than when you're not in it. Because the other person is supposed to reflect your best qualities, which is part of the reason we fall in love.
Okay.
Because when we have somebody else in our life that actually represents our best qualities and that we can be the best of who we are with that person and that we are totally accepted by that person, then that's the right relationship.
Do you recommend that I give him some time to kind of...
No, it's not about giving him time. It's about treating him like he's your best friend. And I'll tell you that when you treat someone like they're your best friend, they will make time for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole concept of what I'm trying to share with you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Oop, do-do-do. Let me go to my next caller. Got somebody here from the 208 area code. Hello, 208. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for speaking so clearly into the phone. The last caller, I could barely hear her because she was not speaking clearly into the phone. Bless her heart. Okay, what's your question for me?
Well, I am looking for a place to live, and I'm just wondering what you see around that. I'm in need of something really soon because I'm not able to drive, and my workplace is 45 minutes away, and I live in a really rural place, so there's not any, like, public transportation or anything like that.
Okay. All right, so here's an interesting thought. There's two things that are coming up in relation to your question. Actually, three things. The first is something called no compromise, which means that you're not going to compromise your convenience when you move. So it's important that you write down the deal makers that go along with your move. All right. So the deal maker might be that you are within a 5-minute bus ride of your job.
Okay.
So that you initially, I mean, seriously, because if you go right online and you look at the bus schedule around you or the light rail schedule around you, or even being close enough that you could take Uber to and from work if you needed to, but you make it a 5 to 10 minute bus ride. So you look at the bus schedule and you look at apartment complexes that are around the bus schedule. That'd be the first thing I would do. Especially since the transportation thing is a bit of a challenge for you. The second thing that's a truth for you with this is that I want you to be in a place where you feel like you connect with people. Now, that's an odd thing for me to say, but because you're going to be going to a place where you don't know anybody. So it's important that for the third reason that you need to shift is that you need to feel the truth of the environment when you walk in. So this is not a place that you're going to just go ahead and sign up for online. You're going to have to visit it. So that's where you call in favors with some friends or someone you know or maybe an Uber driver to drive you to the place so you can actually feel the vibration of it. Because, Megan, you have a natural intuitive gift yourself. You already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you
yes.
walk into an environment, you can feel if it's right or wrong almost immediately. So that's why it's super important that you feel the vibration of the place. And then when you're talking to the manager, I want you to ask, hey, do you ever do any community things here? I mean, tell me about, you know, do the neighbors talk to each other, or do people just keep to themselves? Because you want an environment where the neighbors talk to each other. And that might mean that you end up going to a place where there's a lot of older people there.
Okay.
Just because, you know, it just feels better. I have to tell you, the best apartment complex I ever lived in was this little place in California. And I wouldn't have found it if they didn't have an ad in the newspaper, because it was just sort of off the beaten track. And I only had eight apartments in it, a little kidney-shaped pool, and most of the residents there were over 55. but it was quiet. And when I went down to the pool to have my morning coffee, I started, actually there was a lady named Rose. And when she saw me going out every morning to have my coffee, she would join me. And we would sit there and talk about things. Well, Rose would keep an eye on my apartment when I wasn't home.
Oh, that's nice.
So here, that's the energy that you're seeking. And I actually think that you can find it. But that would be the mojo I would go with, is that a more mature residence, you know, population in the apartment complex would be awesome for you, as well as you not compromising the feeling of being sort of safe and included.
Yeah. Right now I'm actually looking into, like, a motel, just because that's kind of the only thing that's open around here. And I know it's
fine.
Kind of weird,
that's fine. The question I would ask the motel owner is, you know, how safe is it here? That would be the question I would ask. I would put anything valuable you have in storage, and literally just bring what you need to go to work from where you are. But I think that's a great. I actually think that's a great opportunity for you to know the neighborhood and decide where you really would like to move, because that's not a bad choice.
Okay. Yeah. I don't mind, but the thing is that I have a baby and I would probably be like backpacking him, you know, to his babysitter, which isn't in very close proximity. And then, you know,
okay, first of all, I want to tell you that you can figure this out. I'm serious. Your cards are saying you can figure this out, and it may be that you get a place near the babysitter eventually, but you need a place in the meantime, like right away. So we need to get something where we have a roof over our head and right away initially, okay?
Yes.
But then the nice thing about doing the week-to-week thing is that once you find something, you can immediately move into it. But it boils down to the logistics that are going to work best for you. So if having a place near the babysitter is the first priority, and then you get public transportation from there to wherever you need to go, then you can walk to the babysitter, drop the kid off, and then jump on a bus and go to work. Now, other thing I want, I gotta let you go. I can't spend more time with you because I'm only spending a few minutes with each person. But, you know, I just want you to think about that you got this. You already have the solution to this. I'm serious, you do. You just haven't agreed with it yet.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Lucy.
Oh, hi, Lucy. Nice to hear from you. What's your question?
Okay, well, thank you so much. I would like to know what the cards has to say about anything that is a priority in my life.
Okay, so that would be a full session with me.
Okay, then what is going on? Because I'm going to go for vacation this week.
You're going for vacation?
What? Yes, I'm going to go off to Colombia, to Cartagena and Cali.
Okay, well, this says it's going to be awesome for you. And as a matter of fact, there's some offer that's going to be presented to you that you're initially not going to like or agree with or think that it's good for you, but I want you to hear the full offer. And this says it's an offer coming from a man. So it could be a romantic interest. It could be a relationship or a job that leads to a romantic interest. But what I'm getting in your cards is that you need to hear it all the way out. You need to be open to it because it may result in you moving.
Oh, wonderful.
So
yeah.
So it's saying that the more aware and open you are during your trip, the better it is for you. And there is some sort of news that you get by the 21st of November that's important to you.
Wonderful.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling,
wonderful.
Lucy. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, my love.
All right,
thank
see you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Laura. Hi, Mona.
Oh, hi, Laura. What's your question?
Yes, I wanted to know if you think I'll be able to finish a certification program that I'm in.
Well, I don't even have to turn over the cards to say yes to that.
Okay.
Let me put it this way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a card here that talks about making your own luck, which means you're willing to put in the hard work to make the luck happen, all right? Then you have a card
that
says...
Okay, because I'm having issues right now with the people that are running the program. They're not giving me credit for a couple of the courses,
okay.
And I'm wondering
okay.
if I should just start off with a new program.
Okay, see, what I'm getting is that I think this issue with you keeps repeating. I think that this is a repeating energy. And the reason I'm saying that is because you're not supposed to go into the me against them vibration. You're supposed to go
mm-hmm.
into what is the message they're trying to tell me mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
this says that you actually grit your teeth and get through it. And that you don't take anything they say to you or do with you personally, you look at the benefit of what they're trying to teach you. Because your cards are talking about that if you can get through this test, literally this is a catalyst for you, Laura, if you can get through this test, then it's smooth sailing. If you can get through the next 8 weeks on this program, after that, it's smooth sailing. So I don't want you to stop and start again. I want you to grit through
this.
No,
I just meant finding a different program because it's three classes now that they're not taking that I paid for.
Okay. Then what I would – the whole thing is a catalyst for you. So it may
mm-hmm.
be that you shift to whoever's in charge of the school and you say, I'm baffled why I'm not getting credit for these three classes. And that you take
mm-hmm.
it above the people's heads because it's saying – that you, this is a test for you. And I don't know exactly which way the test is supposed to be, how you're supposed to actually act on the test, but it's not supposed to be you against them. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm trying to tell you, okay? So I got, last minute, I had this convention book me. And so in my mind, I thought they booked me for 10 hours. So I sent them an invoice for 10 hours. Well, the way that the person responded to me was so beautiful. She said, I may be missing something, but I thought I booked you for 7 hours, not for 10 hours. And I thought, wow, what a lovely way to address that. And so I said, oh, my gosh, you're absolutely right. I corrected the invoice, and everything was good. So it may be that you approach this issue with, I may be missing something, but I really thought that these three classes I'm supposed to get credit for these three classes. Can you tell me what I'm missing? And if you take that approach, now these people aren't your enemy. They're working for you, not against you. Because I see that you figure this out and that you get credit for these classes and that you don't have to restart the program. That's what your cards are saying.
Okay, because the dean wrote back and said, you know, sorry, but we're not doing that.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting that there's a way that you can make this happen.
Okay. Could it be that I start with another school?
It could be that maybe the other school will give you credit for those classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the caveat for you to go to the other school. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
All right, gal pal, I got to go. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you very much,
later.
Mona.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.